welcome to the Gamerland Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Worsham. With me, as always, is the one, the only, the player one to my player two.
Oh.
The KevinMiller.com. Jump, press the circle button, Kevin.
Insert 25 cents to continue play, Justin.
Oh, solid. Solid start. We're often and raring to go.
It's all the euros inside of us currently.
Not
to be confused with the euro, which you can use to buy things in Europe
or Bitcoin. We've developed a 2 week long tradition.
It's going strong.
That we will now get lunch because first it was my fault. Now it is this time around it is Kevin's fault that we have to record earlier than usual.
Ironically, it's the same problem.
Yeah,
both are holiday parties that happen on Monday nights.
So we partake in a little bit of Mediterranean food. Is there a cultural is not the word because it's not ethnic. It's not about the ethnicity. It's just is there a brand
cuisine.
Of food, a cuisine?
I think the word you're looking for
that
is
you
cuisine.
Would not partake in. That you're like,
oh, lots.
Definitely not gonna do that.
Oh, now that I say lots, there are things within cuisines that I have a hard time getting down with, which limits the options a lot.
Break it down for me. What's your first obstacle? What's the
first hurdle?
I can't
do like so. If seafood is a cuisine, which I think it is, but there are different styles of seafood. Then I'm like, most of the time, no bueno. So there is not a shellfish that I will stomach. So that is done. So
the minute you touch a shrimp, it's bloop.
No, there is. There's like, you're like, would you like a lobster? Would you like a crab? Would you like a shrimp? No, no. Would you like a crawdad? No, I don't want any of it.
Does that include mollusks?
Yep. None of that.
So no oysters.
So if that was a restaurant where they're like, all we have are things that used to be in a shell.
Yeah.
I would say I will have the chicken tenders.
Can you go into a place like, say, a Drunken Crab?
Yeah.
And then they say, but we have burgers. Can you be in
the
room?
Totally. Yeah.
When you smell like a crawfish cookout. You go, oh, that smells good, or you go,
that sounds terrible.
Then how could you exist in a Drunken Crab where everybody else is? Have you ever?
I have been to a drunken crab. Yeah, we were on the road, and there was five of us on the road, and one guy took point and was like, this is what we're doing. Never took tally on what anybody wanted. And we went to a place where everything, it was like white folding tablecloths or white folding tables, plastic. It was like a cafeteria and literally a fryer in the corner. And they were just dumping things from the sea that they shittled in from 2 hours away and put them on tables. So they were hush puppies, crawdads, rocks. I don't know.
Yeah, but you like a hush puppy. That's just
cornbread
that's fried.
But that's not a dinner like
that's
that.
Good point by you.
I could eat like a couple hush puppies and then be like, cool.
Thanks.
Can we swing by Hardee's?
So we got sea fish. Both are true.
Yeah.
Seafood out.
Seafood. Most seafood. Now, if it's a seafood restaurant.
Like a fish. You can
I will
a
eat
fish.
A white fish. I will eat a beer battered cod is one of my most favorite meals.
So you'll do fish and chips.
I will definitely get some of that. So I usually can figure my way through a meal. And it's interesting. Most of my life has been marked by terror that I'm not going to be able to find something to eat. I think this is some emotional scar.
Really? I can't wait to unpack this. I'm so glad
childhood.
I stumbled upon this. Like,
I was definitely told that if I didn't eat what was in front of me, I wasn't going to eat. So I would I kind of lived even through adulthood into young adulthood. Like if I didn't eat, I did not know where my next meal was going to come from. It's a little why in college I always had food on me in part because I liked to eat and I needed to eat all the time. The other part was I didn't know if I was going to end up somewhere where I couldn't eat anything and I needed to be
because
to
of taste though and desire.
Yeah. I mean, I can't eat tuna fish. Like, if you took me to Tuna Fish R Us and like choose your tuna fish, I say I will eat the bread that you are about
the
to.
The can it comes in.
I'll eat the can it comes in. Oh, you're a better comedy writer.
No, I'm not. I'm asking. I'm wondering what would you. You would rather go with unedible than eat tuna fish.
I'm finally to the point where if somebody's like, hey, this is what we're having for dinner, I go, okay, I'm all right. I don't need to eat. And then I'll go figure it out later. Whereas before, internally, I'm like, no, I'm not going to eat.
Oh, this is wildly interesting to me because I get it. I get it. It's not like interesting, like, you're a crazy person.
I think I was.
It's no, no. It's a part of you I've not known.
You've known me.
We just found a part of the Pacific Ocean basin that I've never
It's the same mechanism
chartered.
That says that whenever I leave or arrive someplace, I have to go to the bathroom. It's the same muscle that is my father saying, "I will not stop this car for you to go to the bathroom." So we would drive 3 hours from Fremont, California to Sacramento to California with no stops because we can't stop for a kid to go. And I would cross-legged hurting the whole time and just sick to my stomach.
And were you the only kid who's having a trouble?
No, we all needed to go.
Even your mom?
My mom needed to go. My brother needed to go. But there was no
stopping. I bet your dad needed
stopping.
To go.
No, he just goes once a day. He eats once a day. He's just like that. Yeah, like he skips breakfast, lunch, and then just eats a flapjack dinner, just like a lumberjack dinner, and that's it.
That's all he needs.
That's it. Yeah. He's like a walking human camel.
Good for him.
I suppose.
So we know. So you could handle a fish. We know that we've got to worry about the food. What else is on a no-no list?
Well, lately I don't eat tomatoes, if anybody really cares.
Yeah.
Is this really fascinating?
I think it is.
I think it's because you love me, and that's why it's of it all interest to you.
Why would we be listening to the show, though, if we don't love you?
Oh, that's good.
I'm saying that as a...
No, that was really sweet.
I'm not trying...
Yeah, it was really nice, Justin.
I'm not trying to be sweet. Just being authentic.
You're like a giant chocolate candy bar. So nice. What about you? What can't you not eat?
Here's the thing. I don't think that there's a thing. Like, even if there was, like, bugs on the table. You know, like, there's that guy
like,
who's
we go
like,
to Stargate.
What's that guy's name? I want to call him Johnny Bazaar, which is not true because that's a comedian's name I worked with a long time ago. But it's, hey, kids! But I think, Bazaar Eats. That's why I'm thinking
of
it.
Oh, yeah.
So he's like, look at me. I'm eating the head of a hissing cockroach. And I'm just like, why, though?
Yeah.
When in a world of French fries, why would you be eating the head of a hissing
because
cockroach?
Because no one's going to watch a show about a guy eating French fries.
I know that part, but it's what I'm saying is I want to hold up a mirror to society and go, why are we interested in this guy eating this when there are so many better options out there? Like this is to me, it's a reflection of how few problems we actually have.
Because, amen.
You know what I mean? Because yes. Like we're here, and I just feel like it's just flipping the bird to every third world country. Yeah. That it's like we're giving this guy a six figure plus income to eat the crap that regular people eat, but we're making a big deal out of it.
Oh, could you imagine if you had to eat this every day?
I know. It's delectable. And he pretends to enjoy it like most people are going to enjoy
it. Is this a real
it?
Thing? He ate a hissing cockroach?
I don't know if it was a hissing cockroach. I was just trying
to
be comedically specific. I've seen him eat bugs. I've seen him eat organs. I don't watch the show because all it does is make me angry.
Well, Anthony Bourdain and all those guys, they love to eat the rotting dead flesh fruit. There's some fruit in, I think it's Vietnam, that smells
really?
Of rotting dead flesh. Yeah, and you're supposed to eat that and it's supposed to be like...
See what I mean? Like, I don't understand. How can we be like celebrating them but angry at McDonald's?
Good call.
You know what I mean? Like, choose your battle. Yeah. What is it that you're really upset about? You're Anthony Bourdain, you're going to look down your nose at a Big Mac, but you're going to eat some Vietnamese
That they don't want to eat.
Yeah.
It's like, because that's food that's there. It's edible.
Right.
And that's what we have available to us. They do ever have the pancake guy.
What's
on those shows. So a lot of the places in Vietnam, like the white people will stay in these hotels that are right on the water. So and then the guy comes up in his riverboat and then he'll make pancakes for you right there on his riverboat and hand them to you in your hotel.
Yes. Like American pancakes?
Vietnamese pancakes. There's a little different.
Like just a fried bread on the skillet.
With the little dough and there might be some bananas in there. I might.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
It's been a while since I've seen it, but yeah, the pancake.
Yeah. So I could eat. And it all depends on my mood.
Sure.
I realized that I get angry when I'm hungry. Yeah. I didn't notice that until yesterday.
Really? What?
Your entire
life you did not know you got hangry?
I don't think.
That's hungry plus angry.
I get it. I just,
hangry.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Hangry Men TV Dinners. Grr, have some food.
You know what? That title could bring those back.
Are they gone?
Yeah, hungry.
What did I eat last night?
Oh, you have a hungry man? No. I was going to say.
Should though.
You can't live in Southern California and just have a hungry man without it being a, you know, some kind of online challenge you're doing.
I'm going to go get one today and put it online.
Right? Like I feel like you can't eat that like a TV dinner like that unless it's.
Transition from food to gamer topics.
Uh-huh.
What food can you eat while gaming? What is a gaming food?
So here's the thing. We've talked about it many a time that I'm a Madden guy,
yeah.
Right? So I will be playing a Madden game and then mealtime will happen. Mm-hmm. I have an amazing wife who will just set the plate on the ottoman next to me.
Yeah.
And then I run the gambit. Here's the thing. I get frustrated when there is bacon
yeah.
in my breakfast because that's hard to eat with a fork. Oh, I can turn that down.
Sorry, that was me.
but I get frustrated when there's bacon yeah. on my plate because right. I don't like to get the grease on the controller.
Right.
So if I'm going to choose, though, if I'm going to choose, like, what is a good form of sustenance mm-hmm. to eat while gaming, I'm going to go mixed nuts. Even though technically yeah. by my diet, I'm not supposed to have them because I have a sensitivity to them.
But mixed.
But as long as you don't get like a buttery coating on it. But even yeah. just a traditional dry roasted, salted, mixed nut, it's healthy.
But you don't have to pick them up. You can just shoot them from the yeah. can, right? That's the whole point.
Yeah, remember that? Are those still alive? Remember for it was
alive?
I think 2 years ago, I want to say, they started coming out with these like grab packs yeah. for gamers.
That's what I was going to mention. That we tried those. I haven't seen them since then.
No.
I think the reason they went away is because they weren't very good. Like the idea was cool. But in the end, the bag got gross because you were slurping
a
bag. And so
yeah.
the bag gets your own saliva on it. And you're like,
And also, it's I feel like gamers know how to eat. I don't feel like that's, you know what I mean? It's if you're going to make an infomercial
but
for
there
it,
is a thing
there
about,
is no part of you struggling like, oh, tired of not being able to eat while you do this. You might, you know what I mean? If you really want to help it, by the way, put that can with a little stirrups on it and then yeah. let me hook it to my ears or the back of my
now
head like a feed bag.
Yeah.
And then I'm on board.
Because there are pizza seems like a really easy thing to game and eat. And you can, because you can grab it and go, but it's so greasy
yes.
that your controller is going to be nasty.
Right.
So that when I PC game, I find that I'll make maybe a sandwich and then a salad or something. I don't put dressing on my salad, and I'll be gaming, and then I'll look down, and the salad's gone, and the sandwich I haven't touched is because I can reach in, grab something out of the salad, throw it in my mouth, and bring the hand back to the keyboard.
Yep.
Before I'm going to grab a sandwich with two hands. Rah, rah. It may have worked for the Earl of Sandwich. It does not work for the Earl of Gaming. They're called sandwiches, not gamer.
Well, great. Now
clubs.
I got to make a note to find the more you know. the more you know sound effect. I got to get that in my.
The more you know.
Yeah, I got to get that in my library of drops and sounds. I'm trying to think of I don't think that there's a cuisine that I don't.
Sushi seems like it'd be a good one to game with, to reach yeah. over and grab.
Yeah, except unless you're not good with chopsticks.
I was thinking
have
about
it. Have you ever tried to eat sushi with a fork? It's not good.
No, it does not work.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever try to eat sushi while drunk? Also difficult.
But see, that's what I mean is that, see, I think what we're doing is we're walking down the path that finger food is the way to go when you're gaming, but that is the opposite way to go. You need a utensil or a vehicle because if you're touching it,
yes.
then you have to go back to a keyboard
preach
or controller,
it.
Right?
I'm so angry right now.
I don't know what happened in your life, but.
So I have one of my favorite things on the planet is the card game Seven Wonders. It's a nerdy card game in which you have the seven wonders of the ancient world and these cards that you each play one of the seven wonders and you try to outbuild your city against your neighbors through trade and all these like seven different mechanics of war and science, and they all build on top of each other. There's three eras. It's an amazing game. We should do an entire episode about it. Well, I played it with my in-laws over the summer. And these grease monkeys sat there with their thing of Sour Patches. And yeah. throughout the night, I was like, I'm not eating Sour Patches because, one, Sour Patches, and I'm a grown-up. Two, they have crystally
sugar.
Stuff on them. And by the end of the night, I'm like, these are noticeably tacky. Like, it could put the card in my hand and turn it upside down. I'm like, you.
Because they're your in-laws, they have to be, even though I've met most of them. They are very good people. But because they're your in-laws, they have to be the opposite of you. And so these are people who do not understand bag and board. They don't get the concept of mint condition.
Yeah.
They just figure, like, they're lovingly participating in this game because they think it's about the communal.
And they love it. They love the game. They're into the.
But they think it's about the communal interaction, but it's not. It's not.
It's about preserving the game.
Yes. Yes.
It's about preserving the cards.
It's about not having things sticky.
And this game is gorgeous. The artwork in Seven Wonders and all the expansions is pristine, beautiful. And I said Grease Monkeys. I wish I had thought of something funnier like Sour Patch Monkeys or sports knuckles. That's what they are. They're a bunch of sports knuckles.
Because they love sports.
They love sports.
I don't know, I was going sticky fingers, but that's two on the nose.
Oh, you're better at this than
no,
me.
No, I'm not. It's two on the nose. That's so horrible. That's what my
we should take a break, I feel like.
Is it time?
I'm right.
All right, look at that. Are we doing Stump It when we come back? Is that
we can
is
stump
that the
when
game
we come
plan?
Back? And then we have gamer news, Tales from Tyria.
Could this be the episode where neither Matt nor Jimmy call in?
Oh,
could this be the one? What? And I don't even think we got our friend Lucky on the line either.
Wow,
I don't know what
this
we're going
to
do.
New, someone new will get to play Stump It.
Oh boy,
it's just exciting. Stump. It's just called Stump.
All right, my bad. Do I call it Stump It or did you call it Stump It?
The Wikipedia.
You can
is
tell
not,
me I'm wrong.
It's that you're not correct.
I get it. Abigail 12 says in the chat room, I usually eat then game. I get too involved in my game to eat at the same time, except maybe pretzels or snacks. A random listener in the chat room suggests Hot Pocket.
I think that's too gooey.
They're also saying
I gotta fight back on that one.
Yeah.
That's too hot and it's too gooey. Pretzels was a solid answer.
There's a greasy film still that comes with it. But yeah, pretzels. I think that's where I lose even on the mixed nuts is sometimes there's a little bit of a residue left on that.
Yeah. This is why you can eat anything, right? This is what you're trying to say? Is that you
And what's interesting is that I'm on this very restricted diet right now where I can't technically eat anything. But
Were you
a picky eater as a kid? Not to get back on this subject
again. Yeah, very picky eater.
If you want to call it 877-222-8323, if you want to play Stump, 877-222-8323, go ahead and lock that into your phone. And we will get this going, and we'll see if we talk to Lucky.
Hello?
Or whoever.
Someone else, or Matt.
Be on the line.
Jimmy.
Maybe even a woman. Jeez,
there are gamer girls out there.
Yep, just not listening to this show.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Abigail 12 is just a name that he uses just to talk to people.
Like Karina North.
Wait, what?
What a chump.
Oh, I was like, wait, but that's your name. But then I got a joke.
Yeah, that's good. It's midday. We're not a midday. We're a late night show. This is just comedy is not the same.
Here's the thing. Let's cover a little bit of this news while we're giving folks an opportunity to call in. Walking Dead, which you are not a fan of, correct?
Should I leave the room?
No.
Walking Dead is getting a new video game
in 2018, and all I know
is it by Telltale Games again?
No, this is Overkill's Walking Dead. It's a four-person co-op shooter from the makers of Payday 2, scheduled to land in fall of 2018, so a year away. There's a new cinematic trailer. I've learned right before this episode that I don't know if all of you knew this, but Kevin is not just restricting himself from Star Wars trailer. Mm-hmm. He is not watching any trailers of anything he plans to see.
Yeah, I use trailers to decide whether or not I'm going to spend money on seeing it.
So I see what you're saying. So if you already know I'm spending money,
yes,
not going to do it.
Why spoil the film for
you? Not going to do it. And now, it's great that you live in a world of DVR where you could skip past it. I have adopted your philosophy when it came to the Star Wars movie. I don't know that I will adopt it going forward, but I like it. I got to be honest.
It helps a lot. It makes it so much more fresher. And because you go in, especially with Star Wars, we already know so much about the universe. People talk about it. You walk in and you know half the movie. You're just waiting for how it ends.
By the way, I could not get my phone out fast enough, but somebody had decorated what I could only describe as a Nissan Maxima with a full-blown, I wouldn't say X-Wing. It didn't look like an X-Wing. I want to say like what the bomber one or the Y, like I think it's called the Y-Wing.
Yeah.
I think I'm wrong. Oh, okay, good.
Y-Wing is the thing.
And it had an R2 on the back of the truck. Like, it had all of the paneling. It looked like it was kind of battle-torn and stuff. And he's just cruising around
when I went
to Ralph's here at Burbank.
Oh, that's sweet. When we went to Revenge of the Sith at the Arclight, there was somebody in one of those called a Delso?
Del Sol?
Yeah, remember Costa and Dan? They had that car.
The tiny car.
So the little tiny car like that, and they had it painted up to look like an X-Wing, and they had an R2 dome on the back of it.
I wonder if this seemed bigger than a Del Sol.
Yeah,
to me.
It was probably bigger. The Del Sol is a nice little sporty car.
But this was, I want to say, like a little two-door car. But yeah, it was tricked out. But anyway, I got to be honest. What if you could? But see, you don't like this because you don't like zombie stuff.
What are we looking at?
This is what I'm seeing here.
I will watch a trailer for a zombie because that's as far as I'm going to get.
But what I've seen, okay, we'll check it out. But because I have not seen this, but then I like the idea of it being a Destiny-like game yeah. in the world. We talked about Battlefront, that yeah. if you take Star Wars away from Battlefront, it's not as good a game, yeah. right? But I like the idea of Destiny. I love the game. I love the visuals of mm-hmm. it. I think it's fantastic to play. But it gets into what I label unfairly is that RPG almost repetition where it's yeah, like
there's a lot of grinding.
Go to this area and then we're going to have these enemies that are a lot like what you've already seen.
Well, you're supposed to be playing PvP in that game. It's yeah. the same thing with Battlefront. You keep sticking around in this PvE stuff and you're supposed to be going to PvP.
I'm supposed to just be doing Call of Duty stuff in Destiny.
Yeah. All that other stuff is just to give you something to do when your friends don't feel like playing.
This is just another step towards me hiking up my gaming pants even higher to yeah. my sternum, and I'm old manning it up. I don't want to play with these kids.
The PvE stuff is fun, but to your point, it's like chewing bubble gum. After a while, yeah. you're gonna be like, I've lost the flavor here.
But I feel like a Walking Dead. I would be on board.
You
with
never
that.
Get tired of shooting zombies. That is the truth. No matter what it is. People never get tired of killing zombies.
Good news. Abigail 12 says she's pretty sure she's female. but also,
we got one. She says a less than confident one.
She subscribes to the Kevin Miller marketing experience. She says, oh, yeah. I hate trailers. They ruin too much for me, too.
Thank you, Abigail.
So let's do you. Here's the thing. So what I'm saying is I think I would like it. It also has. It's funny that you mention that you can play at your own speed. And often means playing solo or playing PvP, but I do have fun playing Strikes in Destiny. Oh, so they did the same thing I did. I was reading this article from Forbes magazine, which is a funny thing for Forbes to be writing about Walking Dead and video games.
They keep writing about games, and I think it's because Forbes recognizes that it's a booming industry.
It is.
But we've said this before. I do not believe Forbes gets to have a voice in the game in terms of content. They can talk about market trends mm-hmm. and consumer techniques and ways to breach markets. Forbes can talk about that all day. But when they start to give me their opinion on games and how they, I don't know who is writing
but them. Why? Yeah, exactly. They have to have somebody who knows because
I think they have someone that has a kid that plays them. As
no.
I've read, their articles come up a lot because they write on this stuff a lot. But they're always like just a half degree away from. We have an episode of this podcast called Forbes is not a gaming website.
Well, good point.
Because they're just a shade away. It might be because they're so white collar that they're not interacting with games at the level that 90% of the people that are playing them are.
I'm excited. Mostly, this is what's dumb about me. You got Rick Grimes here, who looks like an old weathered lobster fisherman. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He's got a beanie and some glasses and an old gray beard, and I like
play it. The trailer.
You want to watch the trailer? I don't know. All right, here we go. Watch there be an ad. It's going to be so funny if there's an ad. By the way, there's not an ad.
Buy Burger King. When you need burgers, the king is the one for you.
There was an ad done by Kevin.
Okay,
oh
so
my God, look at that.
It's tiny.
It's a Capitol Hill.
Oh, that's creepy.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yo, bro, let's pick up some groceries on the way back, all right? We're running kind of low. And
that was a nice bait switch.
Son, while you're living in D.C., we have to set some ground rules when your brother comes to stay with you.
I've been patient with you, Aiden. We need those schematics by 10 a.m. tomorrow, or else we need...
Mark, it's your responsibility.
Come on, Aiden.
Aiden, this is your mother. Pick up the phone.
Aiden, pick up the phone, man.
Zoomed in on his face, pulled out, and now
he's like a.
It's post-apocalyptic. Also, he has
it's
a beard.
Like a black Nathan Drake now.
Oh, and the bench he was sitting on is now.
God, look at that! It looks gorgeous, though.
It does look good. So the bait and switch in the beginning is it looked like it was post-apocalyptic Capitol Hill, and it wasn't. It was filled with live people. Now it is very post-apocalyptic. I mean, there are dead things laying on top of dead things. That, oh no. Oh, okay, that's gross. He's got a bat. It's a bat.
With nails
right?
in it, it's like Lucille.
Yeah.
That's a reference that you wouldn't know. the new villain this year has a bat he calls Lucille.
Oh, I see.
And it's wrapped in barbed wire. This one has actually not, they're more like lag bolt heads than they are nails.
Oh, now he's drawn out the zombies.
Heard a noise, yep.
So he's honking the horn to see if anybody's going to come. And one showed up.
Two in the back. There's one
three,
there.
Four.
Maybe three. Oh, cracking the neck.
Again, we're scratching something.
Putting on the hood like he's Luke Cage.
Oh, my. That's a lot, too. Is he Batman?
Yeah.
And that's it.
It's
Hello Kitty has gone a very interesting direction this time around.
Like a lot of comic book movies, it's going dark. Overkill. I like that it's interesting. Overkills The Walking Dead. Overkills The Walking Dead. Am I wrong? Isn't over? Or am I thinking of Overwatch right here?
Just tiny.
So sorry.
So small. Why is it small? You need to get bigger than a 3-inch screen.
Okay, bye.
Stop doing the show on your phone.
But I'm wondering...
Who is Overkills?
It's right there. See? Mm. Overkill. I think that they're the producer. And so...
We've never seen that outside of Disney.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I thought was so interesting is about it.
Naughty Dog is like a shade away from saying Naughty Dog Spider-Man.
But to actually have it in the title... We
should know more than the average person. We're supposed to be experts.
I don't think that's why people come here. I think that people come here for two reasons. Either A.
They thought this was a cooking show.
Yes. Yes. And I'm tired of your tweets, Samson 429. Or B, that they like Sly, right?
Yep, that's
they come and they go, oh, I want to hear Kevin Miller talk about video games.
Yep.
Right? C, I think they come because... I don't know what gets them there where they stumble upon it, but the reason I think they stay and listen is that they're entertained while we stumble about. And
they come for the cooking show and stay for the entertainment.
The tragedy of it. Like if, let's say they do know, like most of them, do know more of what's going on than we do. It's funny to hear these guys talk about it.
I
want to
do
through.
A new podcast where we just have opinions about things that we know nothing about.
Yeah.
Why
can't we just do a segment?
Most of the internet.
Yeah.
Overkill, a Starbreeze studio, is a blend of industry veterans, freshly graduated specialists, and great partners. Those are the ones with the money. It's a veritable melting pot of experience and ambition and a new approach to development that will kill over the traditions.
See what they did? I saw it. I picked up on it.
So that's fascinating. So we wouldn't have known. This is a new studio. Newer studio.
And they haven't. So it's interesting that they get to jump in.
Yep.
And say and put their name right on the title. I wonder how much they had to negotiate to get that as a thing.
That was
Oh, we got some people lined up to play Stump.
Okay, let's Stump, and then I got more trailers to talk about. Something else that dropped this week.
Let's see. All right, so you are joining us right now from the 614. Who is this?
Hey, it's Lucky.
Oh, Lucky!
Lucky, welcome
Lucky,
back.
Lucky, welcome back from Australia.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
Hey.
Hey, Lucky, good. What do you eat while you game?
I don't really, nothing really, because I don't really want to get my controller dirty or anything, but I do stop and go and maybe have some biscuits or something.
And a biscuit, what is that in English?
In American English.
No. It's our English. You don't have to label it. That's Overkill's The Walking Dead. It's just freaking English, Kevin.
He has Australian English. We have American. Lucky.
That's Australian.
If I said, give me a biscuit, what would you be handing me?
A milk bone is what I would be giving you. I think I'm gonna guess. I don't know, Lucky, but
this
I'm gonna go. I think biscuit is also a chip. I think it's a you know what I mean. I think it's the same thing. Like
I think it's a cookie.
What the other fake English people call chips.
I think it's a shortbread cookie.
Okay, ready, go.
Yeah, shortbread cookie, kind of pretty much that.
Well, thanks for calling in. Appreciate
it. See you later. All right, Lucky. You ready to play some Stump? Did you hang up on
it?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good. All right. So in the rules of Stump, I gave you a trivia question. If you can answer it, this week's rules say that you can then answer us or you ask us a question. However, if you don't know it and Justin does, you get hung up on and you go eat some biscuits.
And while Kevin gets his question on deck, we had another call that I was going to go to after this one, but they seem to have dropped off our call-in screen. So
come
if you're listening and want to
come back, anonymous,
talk after we actually hang up on Lucky later on after he gets his question wrong.
All right. So as we all know, Sucker Punch recently announced they are moving on to a new franchise. Their previous franchise for three titles was Infamous. There were three games, each of which took place in a city. The entire open world was in a city. I would like to know, with no Googling, what the names of those three cities were in order to not be stumped. Lucky.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
That was not intentional.
Why do you have that? That's a drop.
It's a funny drop, but I was trying to change over. That's from my other podcast, and I was trying to change over because I thought I had grabbed the Jeopardy music like I wanted to, and I was going to play that, and what came out was...
You ever seen a grown man naked?
And it was perfect because you're like, Lucky!
You ever seen a grown man naked?
And we made it weird. Yeah, it was fun.
All right, Lucky. Name the cities in order.
I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to this question.
Sorry, Lucky.
All right.
Hope you enjoy your biscuits.
Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by.
Okay, see you later, my friend. Have a good time.
Australia is a place.
Wait, no, I hit the drop.
You hit drop like 12 times.
Yes.
All right, anybody else want to try at the question before Justin tries to walk through it? No one's calling in. All right.
I want to try to figure out, I don't know if I could do them in order.
In order. The first city you name is there's no talking out loud. This isn't Wheel of Fortune.
Okay, I got to think about this. So I want to say the first one was San Francisco, but I feel like I'm wrong. I'm just thinking this out.
I said you can't do that, but I'll let you because no one's on the phone.
All right.
Otherwise,
oh, that's right. I would ruin the question, huh? All right. So let's see. I know that the second one was New Orleans.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very confident about that.
Okay.
I know that the third one, which in my mind is the PS4 only version for the PS4.
That is correct. And not part of the question, but yes.
Seattle is what I want to say about that one. It's got to be the first. Oh, I might have backtracked from my San Francisco and go New York or Chicago or St. Louis. It felt more industrial. It wasn't DC because there was nothing like involving the Capitol or the federal government or any of that stuff.
There's a ton of people in the live chat. Why aren't any of you calling in? Clearly, Justin doesn't have this, and I have to hang up on him.
Yeah.
Those are the rules of Stump.
Oh, man. Oh, this is a bit of karma for
Press
Matt.
Press the button. Now you have to talk through my mic from across the room.
I can pull it off. This is going to be just fine. It's going to be a good show, guys. We're going to really have a good time.
All right. There's somebody in the call room.
Oh, all
right. Better not have Googled it.
Well, at this point, I mean, realistically, who is this? You are from the 757 area code.
Hey, I'm a female.
What? Yeah, what's up, ladies? Okay. Uh-oh. Now it just got interesting in here, fellas. We've got at least one chick, so everybody calm down. Try not to get your sweaty palms all in a bundle. And just try to be normal and play it cool,
guys. I don't
think
I can.
Everybody play it cool, super chill.
Super nervous.
Stop it. Just breathe, all right? Bust out your inhaler.
Okay.
And just get it together. There we go. All right. We've prepped for this. Okay. All right. We talked about this. We knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
We thought Brooke was the only one from way back in the day. Maybe Carmen. I may be ruining this bit by rattling off all of the female listeners we had.
Do you know who it is?
I don't know who this is yet. It's going to be funny if it's one of them. I did not think of that. Okay. All right. I'm just
gonna, you're good. You're good.
Cool.
You're good.
I'm just going to talk to her.
She's good. Yeah.
Okay. So, Abigail.
No.
What's up?
Is this you, Abigail?
It's not Abigail.
Oh, no! All right. Oh, is this supposed to be somebody hold on. All right. Hold on. Don't tell me if I'm supposed to know.
I love that neither of you know who this is.
Oh,
no,
I know.
Yeah, he knows who you are.
I know who you are. I've always known who you were.
Really?
I'm
yeah.
Oh, the area code.
The phone number.
Oh, the area
code. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, my wife!
man.
Darling, you have watched me play all of the infamous games. You certainly can tell me where they took place in order.
I think the first one was Seattle.
No.
But I might be wrong. Justin didn't think it was.
No, hit, get her.
I know.
Sorry, honey.
Did you hang up on me?
I wish I did, though. Talk when we get home about you paying attention to what I'm gaming.
I do pay attention. It's like bridges and tunnels and empty streets at night and killing people.
That doesn't sound like paying attention. I can be fair to my friend.
Those
Kevin.
Are just words. when we were dating,
you described any vague setting ever is what you did.
We were dating when the first Infamous came out, and she looked over. She was reading a magazine or something. She was like, "Every time I see this game, you're just climbing a building."
Well, that's not too far off either.
That's pretty accurate.
Yeah, I like it.
All right, no one else knows. All right. Well, Justin, you had one out of three right.
I didn't even get the Seattle one right.
Seattle is the only one you have right.
New Orleans was way off.
It's the right area. It's the wrong city name.
Baton Rouge?
No. The first two Infamous games have fictional titles for their cities. The first game takes place in Empire City, which is inspired by New York, but it's three very different islands that are not New York at all. The second game takes place in New Maris, which is very New Orleans inspired. Has a whole watered out area based off the hurricane, but it is not New Orleans. The third game does take place in Seattle and is pretty faithful to Seattle's layout.
Yeah, because I climbed the needle.
Yeah, in part that was there. And I wonder if that's why, because it's the only true landmark in all of the games is the Space Needle.
I don't know why I thought San Francisco.
I don't either, because it's nowhere near it. So even in the first game, as you're playing the game, the beast is moving closer and closer to New York City. It generated somewhere in Georgia. I can't remember right now. So sorry, guys. No points. No money for charity.
It's okay. I never would have gotten that.
All right. What is the lead character's name in the first two Infamous games? Catherine.
Cole?
Hey!
Wow,
look at that. Oh, I hit the wrong button. No, that's also wrong.
That's right.
Yeah!
We're going to play another game called Memory, in which Justin remembers.
I got a lot of buttons over here, man.
Did you Google that?
No, she did not.
No.
Well done. I'm really impressed. You've earned back all your points.
Yeah. Good. Hey, Catherine.
Thank you.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Yes. One of the ones in that room right now.
What? Oh, my God. This is so embarrassing for you, Kevin.
Achievement unlocked.
That's called a phrase I can't be wrong on. That's what that is.
Now, last question for you, just to recap. You do game. What do you like to snack on while you game?
Ooh.
Oh. Well, I do phone games, so I'll pretty much... Mostly snacky foods, I guess, like chips, but then I just, like, wipe my hand on my pants before I keep playing.
Mother of my children.
Not that picky.
Yeah. She's got Cheeto dust all over her right thigh. And you know what that means.
Oh, what?
Somebody's angry bird just got happy.
I don't play Angry Birds.
Oh, my bad.
I play Cookie Jam and
you
Best
don't play
Fiends.
You play Best Fiends
Anyone
now.
Anyone plays that.
Yeah, she's got Cheeto dust all over her left thigh, and you know what that means.
It's a right-handed game?
Yes.
Okay, I have a stump for you.
I'm doing a bit!
All right, we'll let you do a stump because I married you. So you can stump us.
Go ahead.
Oh, because I failed the stump?
Yeah, you're supposed
to. I got Cole right, though.
Yeah, it's fair. That's fair.
And the rules change.
Chuck E. Cheese. Was owned by, who was Chuck E. Cheese owned by before it became Chuck E. Cheese as the first mix, like, video arcade / restaurant?
You're saying that before it was called Chuck E. Cheese?
Chuck E. Cheese, it was owned by somebody else?
Yes. Yeah. And it was called, 1 second.
Did she just hang up on us?
If she did, that's hilarious.
Pizza Time Theater.
Okay. Yeah, I might have been able to pull that name out. Say it again.
Okay, so before Chuck E. Cheese, it was called Pizza Time Theater.
Yeah, I
Who
probably
was it owned by.
I could have given you that name with a few more seconds of thinking. But the owner, fighter. I'm not going to be, I don't know the owner. So I'm going to go
is it
with,
a guy? Well, can I ask if it's a guy's name or am I not allowed to ask?
You're saying there
no,
was an owner.
A guy's name.
Okay.
I knew
so it's got to be a company.
It's a company. Mm-hmm.
I've read this.
Yeah, if you read it though, you would know.
I have read this, but it was like 3 years
no,
ago.
No, I wasn't being a smartest. No, what I was thinking. My guess is if you have read this,
yeah.
You would know what I think the answer is.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah, well, then you go.
So I think I'm wrong.
You go.
I was going to go with Round Table Pizza.
No, it's not Round Table Pizza. You're right.
Because Kevin used to have a job at a Round Table Pizza when he was a teenager.
No, it's... Oh, I'm going to say Sega. I don't think that's right.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that that's a go-to answer.
Well, Sega started with casino games, so they were in a very different arena than they are now. So, but so who was it?
I want to say his name is Freddy Dave Buster.
Close. it was Atari in 1977 it opened.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be somebody in the industry, so that's why I went with Sega. I knew it was somebody para-related to
Listen to Mrs. Miller dropping some mad video game knowledge up in this mix.
Well done.
I think somebody just got a gig as an associate producer.
Well done. You got stumped.
Yep, you're stumped.
All right, thank you very much, Miss Kat. Please feel free to call in anytime. I think she did hang up on us that time.
Yay! She knows how to play the game.
All right, let's hit one more caller because this is someone who's different, and that way we don't leave anybody hanging. Who is this?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Who is this?
My name is Øystein. I come from Norway.
Oh,
wow.
Now, did
so
you
international.
Have you always listened to the show, or did you just stumble upon the live stream?
No, I've followed your show for some weeks now.
Excellent.
Thanks
all the
listening.
Way from Norway.
That's awesome.
Is there a storm happening where you are? It sounds windy. Am I crazy?
Oh, no. It's my shit microphone, dude.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm going to try to change it up.
No, you're fine. You're totally fine. Don't even worry about it. Did you want to play a quick round of stump?
I don't have any questions for him.
Okay. Do you want to try and stump us?
What do you eat while you game?
Huh?
Hey, I don't really play video games anymore. I'm just listening to this podcast because I think you guys are real funny.
Oh,
but,
thanks.
Yeah, no, but I like to play Super Mario Run on my smartphone, though.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
I love the whole thing. You should really play it. And I like to eat chips, I guess. With it.
Those are like Australian biscuits, or what we call milk bones here.
Yeah, no. Milk bones. Yeah,
yes,
man.
Milk dogs.
I gotta have those milk bones, dude.
I feel like in Norway, you guys could at least have some chocolate or something that's good. Why are you eating dog treats, man? Are you okay there? I feel like it's a very wealthy nation.
It's a different culture.
Yeah.
My Norwegian dad keeps me in his basement, dude. I'm eating all this milk bones by myself.
And you don't have any games to play while you're down there?
He's got a smartphone. Fair enough. But he's not paying for that, the freeloader.
I only got Super Mario Run on my smartphone and my milk bones. That's all my Norwegian dad gives me, dude.
They say yes and really well in
Norway.
They are,
man. We got great listeners, I'm telling
good.
You.
That's real good.
They're top notch. Are you in a Norwegian improv group there? If so, I got to know your name.
No, I'm not. I would love to start an improv group. I'm actually looking to start one thanks to you guys.
Really?
Oh, sweet.
Wow. That's
quite a compliment.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's not hard to do. You just need one other person.
I'm sorry,
what? He needs one other person, but he's in a basement.
Oh, you're trapped in there.
Yeah.
You need one other milk bone.
Just you need a milk bone improv theater, though.
Well,
that would be pretty
sometimes
good.
Yeah, sometimes at night I creep out and I try to, you know, I like this little theater with me and the rats in the neighborhood. You know, it's all good.
You know, I was going to vacation to Norway and now I've kind of changed my mind.
You're definitely vacationing.
Absolutely going there.
If you guys ever come to vacation to Norway, please rescue me. I'm in danger.
I can't make any promises, but I don't know. What part of Norway are you in?
Please. I'm being ill, Captain.
I understand that, but what part of Norway?
I'm in Norway's third largest city, Trondheim. It's in like the middle of the country, I guess.
Is that anywhere near Amsterdam?
Do you know where Norway lies?
Huh? Yeah, isn't that... You're saying Amsterdam is not in Norway?
Oh my God. You have got to be joking now.
I don't think you understand that, A, I'm an American, sir.
Which, oh, my God.
Which, he's a redneck, okay. So.
Yeah, two, I was raised by hillbillies.
Nice, dude. Praise to the American education system. Well, Amsterdam is the capital of Netherlands, you fucking idiot.
Yeah! You are now a drop.
I'm sorry, dude. No, dude.
Do you have trolls in Norway? Because I think Justin just trolled you.
Oh, but it was well worth it. Oh, man.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, well, I just said I need to say thank you to Justin for confirming all of my prejudices against all Americans ever.
And it's prejudice, okay, buddy?
Same to you. Third largest city in Norway.
All right, see you later, Norwegian Oscar or whatever your name is.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
Thank you, man.
Bye.
Thanks for calling. Oh, my God.
That was good.
Oh, I love that guy so much.
That was great.
He was great.
Oh, I'm so glad I took that call. All right, let's take another quick break, and we'll come back and, I guess, talk some more. We got Tales from Tyria, or otherwise known as News from Tyria.
Yeah, Tales from Tyria.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
And now. And again. And again. It is once more for another time. Again. Tales from Tyria. All right. A reason to listen live to the show at mixlr.com/gamerland is because Kevin just did Tales from Tyria, only I forgot to hit record. So,
whatever. I've been playing a video game.
You can't do that because the majority of people listen. I'm so sorry.
They can feel my angst.
Yes.
No, I'll tell you with enthusiasm. I'm a professional.
Damn it.
I can do a second take.
Damn it.
Of an improvised moment. So, where we last left off, as you recall, it is the fourth season of Guild Wars. In between expansions, they release seasons, which are free episodes. And as long as you log in during that window that episode is out, you nodded in the exact same place as last
time.
Yeah, this is great.
It's funny because in my head, my joke was going to be like, see, I didn't hear you say that this first.
As soon as you log in, you get that episode for free. The episodes are new maps that are available. So in this map, we've been exploring and experiencing whole new activities. And in here, Primordis, one of the Elder Dragons.
It's a dragon?
Yeah, it's in it. Well done.
It sounds like a dragon name.
It's a good dragon name. Yeah. There are five Elder Dragons.
Like Oystein is a Norwegian name.
Yeah,
Primordis
or
is a dragon name.
Yeah, you're natural. Sorry, there are six dragons. As of today, I think we've killed two, maybe three. I can't recall. And so at the end of the Path of Fire story, Primordis appeared. And Primordis has the ability to convert people into these like cursed, crystallized people. It's called the Branded. Mm. Since the release of the beginning of Guild Wars, we knew that there was a battle that took place down south in Alona, where the full expansion is now. And there's just been this giant, charred, purple mark down there, like an explosion, and then a dragging scar up going up north.
And that is that how you like track it?
That's where you know he went. So he kind of went north, and then he's sort of released. And
so
doing
it's more
stuff.
Of an arrow than it is his entire path.
Yeah, exactly. So, but we know if you go into that cursed lands, all the people that have been mutated in these like demented purple creatures. And so that is the expanse right now. Primordis is able to release these storms, these crystallized storms, anywhere without even being there. So just spontaneously, they just show up. And so
that can't stand.
It doesn't work out well. So we've been fighting to go against it. It'll be interesting because Path of Fire was a pivot. They even use that word. And if you know anything about the industry, they call things a pivot when things aren't working in the direction they're going. Yeah. So like if you're developing something and you pivot, it means we were heading towards something and the market didn't receive it. So we're shifting our energies and pivoting towards a new target. The Guild Wars has arguably been doing great. It was the fastest selling MMORPG of all time. It has good numbers. They release content. Right. They have a lot of microtransactions. But
I wonder if they have some kind of like feedback or analytics going on.
I wonder
on
if people are like, I'm tired of the boss being Elder Dragons. You've set up that there are six Elder Dragons. The core campaign was one. The first expansion is another Elder Dragon. Is the second expansion just going to be another Elder Dragon? So instead, we fought a god, which was different and unexpected, frankly, because it forced them to kind of undo a lot of things within the world. Like the Karina, as an elementalist, she'll yell by the flames of Balthazar to activate some spells sometimes. Now he's a villain and he's dead, so she doesn't say that anymore.
Oh,
they removed that from her language. So it was clear that this was never the plan. But now,
say by the flames of that guy I vanquished?
She goes by the flames.
No,
I'm just kidding. Okay. I think they hit mute.
I would like for it to go by the flames of Kevin.
Karina, you know me. You're there. You're there the whole time. So we're pivot. It feels like they did that for the expansion, and now the season is going to move back towards fighting Elder Dragons, because we know we need to do something about the Elder Dragons, otherwise the world is going to be destroyed, which gets so close to telling you the cool scientific nerdy thing that I was hinting at last week. But again, I'm going to restrain myself because I'm so impressed.
You got to cover the capture, not capture. That's the only thing that you talked about, because I thought it was interesting. She Wookiee'd, remember?
Oh, yeah. So in the story, in this episode, she feigned being captured like Chewbacca. And when she got into the camp, her communicator went off and they went, we know who this is. And then they actually captured her. So she wakes up in a jail cell and then doing some different things that they don't normally do this game. You have to figure out how to get out, as well as fight your way out of this prison break. So that's where I'm at the end of this episode.
When do I get to know the cool scientific knowledge of this?
When you start playing the game.
When do I have to do that?
My birthday's coming in a couple weeks here. So if you wanted to, I don't know, get the game and play with me sometime. Oh, it's free. It's free to download, free to play.
Yeah.
If anything, I'd just be interested in playing with you for the first hour to see what character and race and sex you choose, and then to see what you think of the first 30 minutes of gameplay.
I will totally do that on your birthday.
Well, I'm busy on my birthday, but like maybe that weekend.
Deals off the table.
Damn it! Cancel the trip to Tahiti.
Oh, it'd be so great to be a dick like that.
So great. Are we recording?
No.
Because okay. I'm not doing that again.
Because by the way, the way that it happened actually live was that Kevin said all of the people on this podcast could come
all
and play on my birthday.
All the people recording the show.
And then they said, when he said recording it, I went to look. I go, wouldn't it be funny if I wasn't recording? And the funny thing is that I was not recording.
So all the people recording this podcast have to play Guild Wars with me.
Up.
Now tell me, the MixLR doesn't have a back, they don't record. Record this?
No, because I turn it off because I don't like it being wasteful.
Oh,
because I feel like it just sits there on their cloud, and I don't want it. I don't want to run into the issue of them accidentally posting that. Because there is an element. In fact, for the first, I think it was 111 people that downloaded I think it was some previous episode. I can't remember off the top of my head. I know we didn't say anything wrong, but you know how we'll end the show and then we kind of chat with the people that are listening live for a few minutes today.
Oh, sure.
We probably won't have time to do it because
life.
Yeah. But so I recorded that and then I forgot in my haste to export the episode, I left it on there. So I went back and deleted it.
First 111 got the bonus track.
Yeah. I don't remember which episode it is.
Thanks for being the early adopters.
Yeah.
That's all right.
And like I said, it's not like we say anything wrong. You know what I mean?
We get a little more raw in the after hour.
Do we?
Yeah. I think we get a little more. We'll get more political. We'll talk more about our feelings. It'll get there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about being dads a little more.
Yeah.
We're less.
So
it's definitely in the green room afterwards.
A good thing to do if you are a fan of this show and have some, you know, free time in your day that you could pop in some earbuds. This MixLR app is a free app that you can get.
Oh.
It's available in the Android store. It's available in the Apple store. Just go to MixLR.com and then all you have to do is put in an email address and a password.
No.
And then you go and find MixLR.com/Gamerland, and then you click follow, and every time we go live, you get a notification so that you can tune in live. And usually I play about 10 minutes
Angels
of music.
Get their wings.
Right.
Kittens don't die. Birthday clowns are born.
Yep.
Do it.
Yeah.
Join the MixLR revolution is what Justin's saying.
And I don't know. That's all I had. The other thing you could do, because we tweeted out, is if you want to be safe about getting the notification, is you could follow us via social media, and then Kevin sends out a tweet whenever we start.
So as we head towards the final bend here, we have to recap what our Christmas activity lists are. One, we've already made plans to play Destiny 2 together, so that's definitely happening.
Yep.
Two, we've just established you're playing Guild Wars 2, so that's happening. And then three, I just learned, you need a stinger for this, Grand Theft Auto 5 now has flying DeLoreans. Did you not see this?
No,
that was the trailer. I told you we've got to find, but you will have to look at it later. But they have a whole bunch of DLC now where it's like the future war stuff, Nightmare Apocalypse, and there are straight up flying DeLoreans.
In Grand Theft Auto 5.
In Grand Theft Auto 5.
Remember that time they got all Saints Row with us?
So I have not played a Grand Theft Auto game. Every now and then I'll get interested in it because it takes place in LA and it looks fun. But I just only have so many gaming times, and that looked phenomenal.
I think it probably has the potential to have the most fun playing PvP online. There's tons. The modes that they have are incredible.
We have a buddy that started playing the game, and then he walked out. He's like, "Oh, there's another player," and he killed him. And then he got a tag on him, and he couldn't log in for months because he had a bounty. People just show up and rocket launch at him. Like, I didn't know. I didn't. It was like a real gang war. He was like, I had no idea. But he just saw somebody went over, took him out of the car and beat the crap out of him, killed him and took their car. And he's like, I can't play the game.
He pissed off the wrong person's uncle.
Exactly.
That's so funny. All right. That was our show. I hope you enjoyed it. Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say the PSN games this month have been pretty fun. Maybe we can find time to talk about them next week. But Darksiders 2 has been a blast, and a little blast from the past to be free to play.
All right, cool. All the social media handles are in the description of this episode, and I guess we'll see you guys next week. Hopefully, that's the game plan.
I think so.
All right, enjoy. On behalf of Kevin Miller, it's Justin Warsh saying, okay, bye.